Chapter 7, Blessedness and Divine Vision. It appeared everyone wanted me to join him singing. I was already feeling like pouring out my heart in Kirtan. Spontaneously, I sang a Shabd. I could not remember which was it, but I sang it with very thrilling and melodious musical mode. There was a magnetic effect on all, and after the Shabd ended there was a rapturous silence. My mind also merged into ecstatic silence. The congregation resumed the Kirtan. I felt like a newly wed bride, and everyone appeared to be singing in jubilation of my wedded life. To me, it appeared that those who were already far advanced in their life of spiritual marriage with the Lord were looking at me with great exultation and elation. I sat there for quite some time, wrapped up in the joy of spiritual revelation. Suddenly, I saw a man turning over the pages of Guru Granth Sahib this way and that way, disrespectfully. I could not bear the sight of this irreverence. Kirtan had stopped. The spiritual peace and blissful atmosphere was disturbed. Controlling my feelings with some difficulty, I sat there. The man who was irreverently searching the Guru Granth Sahib found out the passage and started sermonizing Katha over it. His interpretation was hopeless. I bowed in salutation and stood up to leave the place. Something impelled me to move on, and when my steps faltered, some unknown power saved me from falling. I quietly slipped from there and went to the other Gurdwara. As I walked, I seemed to touch the earth very lightly. My body became lighter than a flower. My body was so light that I felt it could be blown like a balloon. My love-bewitched eyes that were filled with languid intoxication shed a blissful, strange blissful enchantment, and I myself was filled with inexpressible joy. When I bowed low to the Guru, I sat in the other temple, the Gurdwara. An old lady who was distributing the prasad said, "Blessed saint of God, you have not taken anything for many days. Here, take some kara prasad." I accepted the prasad, but on being called a saint, I felt terribly ashamed. I wondered how the lady came to know that I had not yet taken anything for some day. I slipped away from there too and distributed the kara prasad to small boys. I had hardly stepped out of the Gurdwara when the Granthi's brother and Pai Jawahar Singh, a devoted friend, fell on my feet and said with tears in their eyes, "Give us a little bit of it." I told them that I distributed all the kara prasad. We did not ask for prakashad, kara prasad, but a bit of the spiritual gift which you have received from the Lord. I replied, "You too must get it from the Lord. Why beg it from a beggar like me?" So saying, I tried to get away and escape from such admirers. They followed me, but I moved faster. I moved through the streets trying to avoid them, and at last succeeded in hiding myself in the solitude of the hills and valleys. They even followed me to the hills, but could not find me. All the surrounding hills appeared to be bathed in a golden splendor. Within my heart was a strange revelation. In whichever direction I looked, I espied only his shimmering light. After some time, I again heard the sound of mystical instruments and kirtan. Attracted, as if by a magnet, I moved in the direction very fast. It appeared I had winged feet. In a moment, I reached a wide crossing and saw the Sangat coming towards me. The refrain of their song was, "The Sangat has come for the glimpse of Thee. Reveal Thyself, O Lord, to us." It appeared that these devotees of the Lord were singing a prayer for song for a novice lover of the Lord like me. It also appeared that everyone was illuminated by the light of God. Each was more enlightened than the other. In humble adoration, I prostrated before the Holy Sangat. But someone lifted me up and put me back on my feet. Folding my hands, I greeted the whole Sangat. Anointing my forehead with the dust of the Sangat's feet, I circumambulated the congregation as it moved on. In reverence 5 times, then I joined the Sangat in Kirtan. Many groups, one following the other, were singing. Most of the people gathered around the place where I was singing. They stopped singing and just listened to my voice. After completing the singing of one hymn, I moved into the crowd. I tried to conceal myself with my blanket, but could not. I could not even properly keep the blanket around me. On seeing my carefree gait and self-intoxication, people were talking about me in whispers. When I asked them to sing a hymn, they started the kirtan. Whoever came near me started peeping into my eyes in great wonder. It became so annoying that I asked them why they were gazing at my eyes like that. Two or three of them, who were very much fascinated by my eyes, said, "There's a strange light and attraction in those eyes. There is a magnetic charm in them which fascinates us." I felt very shy on hearing these words, and I tried to keep away from them somehow. As the Sangat moved on performing kirtan, I went along with it. After some time, we reached the Sikh temple, the Gurdwara, where a Akhand Paath had been performed. As soon as the Sangat reached the door of the temple and started entering it, I turned back. Bhai Jawahar Singh and the temple's priest brother followed me. I ran away and hid myself in the hills. After some time, I heard the sound of the musical instruments again. Another kirtan party was coming from a different direction. I followed it till this group also reached the same temple. The third time, I again came with another kirtan party. Now I found that a very large kirtan procession was about to be taken out. The palki in which Guru Granth Sahib was to be carried was being decorated. The man who was waving the chauri over Guru Granth Sahib said, "It appears God has blessed you today with the sacred duty of welcoming the jathas." A very grand procession was taken out with the drum beats, waving flags, and thrilling kirtan. I also followed it. Somehow, near the Guru Granth Sahib, and sometimes performing kirtan with some group, people would bend low and peep into my eyes. I kept on singing the sacred hymns and did not talk to anyone. Bhai Jawahar Singh and the temple's priest brother kept close to me. I remained absorbed in kirtan and did not give them a chance to talk to me. When they insisted on talking to me, I kept quiet and tried to lose myself in the congregation. It was a very long procession. Pandit Buriyam Singh and Sant Gurbakh Singh of Patiala also met me. They also looked at my eyes and remarked, "What has happened to your eyes? Why are they like this? We hear that you listen to the whole continuous reading of Guru Granth Sahib, the Akhand Paath." I tried to explain away that the condition of my eyes by telling them that they are like that probably because I have not slept for 3 days. The kirtan procession ended in the evening. What is the need of multiplying stories? By sunset, I came back to my residence, avoiding at every turn from being followed. Bhai Rur Singh, who was waiting for me impatiently, said in a pathetic tone, "You have not taken any food for the last 3 days. Yesterday I took a vow that I would not take any food until you also take it. At that moment, I am feeling hungry, but I will not take a morsel of food till you also eat something." I was deeply moved by his touching appeal. I asked him to prepare fresh food, which he did in a very short period. I was not feeling hungry. As a matter of fact, lack of hunger and sleep put me in a strange condition for a number of days. If I took food, sleep would untons come. So as soon as I took a little food, my eyes became heavy, and I soon fell fast asleep. After a few hours of deep sleep, I woke up again. My spiritual condition became excellent as soon as I sat meditating and repeating divine name with every breath till daybreak. The next day, Bhai Rur Singh told me that I had not attended the office for many days. I also realized that I had neither attended the office nor taken any leave of absence. What explanation should I give to my officers, and what will they say? Anyway, I gathered courage and went to the office, but to my great surprise, no one questioned me about my absence. Neither my superior officer nor any subordinate asked me why I had been absent for so many days. So I also kept quiet. Why should I raise the question? When I saw the attendance register, not a single absence was marked. It indicated that I had been present on all days. Even the work I had left undone was complete. I realized that it was nothing but a miracle of God, who somehow saved me from the awkward situation through His grace. I kept quiet about it and did not let anyone know about it. But now I could not apply my mind to work. I just sat there. In spiritual intoxication, I could not lift my pen and write. The hand faltered as I wrote. A poignant pain of love arose in my heart and disturbed my work seriously. I feared that I might not write something wrong. As I moved my pen, I hardly knew what I was writing, yet on reading I found that it was correct. Sometimes I left work and went into the hills, and came back after an hour or half. But no one questioned me. Thus about 2 months passed in this blissful state. Now came Guru Gobind Singh Ji's birthday, to celebrate which a Akhand Pat was being performed. I again made up my mind to hear the whole reading of Guru Granth Sahib, the Akhand Pat, which generally lasts about 48 hours for the second time. I also prayed that as a blessing for this meditative hearing of the Holy Scripture, I may be able to see in a vision the same resplendent form of Guru Gobind Singh in which he appeared on the earth, and which in its astral form could be seen in transcendental state even now. By the grace of the Guru, I was able to hear in one continuous sitting the recitation of the whole Guru Granth Sahib. When the reading was complete, there was a spiritual revelation which I find difficult to describe. I just cannot describe it. It is a mystical experience which is not to be talked about. God alone knows where you will spread these things which I am writing to you very confidently. Even now I am falling into ecstasy as I write and my pen falters. It is neither the proper time nor it appears. God wills me to continue the story. What can I do? I am losing my consciousness and the will to write. My mind is now undergoing a change. I do not have the patience to read what I have written for the second time. Please correct the spellings, etc. if they are amiss. Waheguru Ji Ka Khalsa, Waheguru Ji Ki Fateh.